Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Look at somebody and say, you need to get healthy. Come on, look at somebody else and say, get healthy. Oh, y'all ain't gonna like me already. Healthy life. It's time for us to realize that there's some areas in our life we need to work on. Just look at somebody and say, we got to work on it. And this morning, I want to deal with something because it's something I've pushed off for about a month and a half now, and the Lord said I had to preach on it today. In order for you to get healthy, you got to get rid of bitterness. Now, I know you guys just got quiet on me, but I want you to think about that for a second, bitterness. It's when you get offended or you get hurt, somebody does something to you, says something to you, and it causes something to happen in you, which I'll cover in a minute, and it causes something to go down into your soul. Now, y'all got to hear me now. Watch this. You're made up of three things, your flesh, your soul, and your spirit. Your spirit belongs to God. But your soul is your emotions, your thinking. Oh, how many of y'all got some stinking thinking? Ooh, Jesus, have mercy. Come on now. Don't make me go there. I'll give you an example, make you all turn red in the face. But bitterness drops something into your soul, and it starts out small, but bitterness grows roots. And through those roots, you find out that your whole character changes, you change, and where people look at you and they don't say you changed in a good way, you changed in. So this morning, you don't mind if we take a trip on how to get rid of bitterness. You don't mind if I help you. Can I help? No, come on, guys. Y'all, listen, for me to preach, I got to know, are you going to help me this morning? Are you going to receive this morning? How many of y'all can receive this morning? Do me a favor and just lift your hands because I need to pray. I got to break this heaviness already. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that fear and bitterness will be broken today. I thank you the living word of God is about to expose and about to change lives. So, Lord, right now we surrender. Everybody say, I surrender. Have your way, Lord. Let your word change me. I'm ready. In Jesus' name. Amen. Grab your Bibles and turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31. And when you get there, I want you to say amen. I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to be moving quickly. I don't know about anybody else I love when the Holy Spirit messes up everything. I'd rather have the Holy Spirit move for 2 hours than me preach for 2 hours. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Some of you, your lives already changed already. Are you in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31? This is what it says. It'll pop up there. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Everybody say, go away. Anybody ever had something come to your door and you just didn't want them to be there? No, y'all too nice in the house of God. Come on, y'all put on your religious face today. A telemarketer comes to your door. We don't want none. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I used to go door to door to sell stuff, so people would just go, I don't want what you got. That's fine. I was going to give it to you for free. Wait a minute, you said free. Today I'm going to give it to you for free. Are you ready? Put away from you with all malice. Now, verse 32, and be you kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Now, can I go back to verse 31, and I want to show you some things this morning, if that's okay. Is everybody okay? Are you ready? Are you ready to change? Two people. All right, the rest of y'all, well, I don't know why you came. Let all bitterness, let all bitterness, just looking around. Yeah, come here. all bitterness. Taste. I love you, son. And you know that? I'll find somebody else to do the next one. Is that okay? Okay. Bitterness, when it comes, somebody hands it to you. No, no, listen. See, but what you don't realize is, see, he loves Pastor enough that he just trusted me and bit it. But see, we got to come to a place where we understand bitterness is handed to us. You could have said no. You love me, don't you? It's pretty obvious. Thank you, son. Go have a seat. Y'all need to give him a hand. See, we got to understand that bitterness is handed to us. It's given to you. You notice that what he did was he spit the seed out. Did you see it? That's just how bitterness starts. It starts with a seed. A word or something comes along, and the first time it's sour, but it gets worse. You don't want me to. No, if I bite it, I can't preach. Anybody ever had grapefruit? How many of y'all love grapefruit? You put sugar on it? You eat it straight? God bless you. See, she's learned to turn. Oh, y'all got to hear me. Watch this. Look at her face. Didn't even change. She's learned to turn the bitterness from something that could cause her to push it away to gain the nutrients that's in it. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me right here. See, no, watch this. Watch this. Things will come. Life will happen. No, look at somebody and say, life's going to happen. Come on, how many of y'all in here, life happens every day? Something goes on, something happens in the car, something with the kids, something in your bank account, something in your body, something. And those seeds will come into your life, and if you don't get a hold of it, instead of it being something that can nourish you and grow you and mature you, it'll be something that is planted in you. See, now I won't never get him to eat another lemon. I've offended him. No, y'all need to hear me. I'm preaching better than you guys are getting this right now. See, bitterness is as what the word calls poison. Bitterness is called poison. And what the enemy does is you realize that you're a vessel. Come on, look at somebody and say, I'm a vessel. Now, my question is what are you filled with? You know, Pastor's going to go there for a minute. See, I'm a vessel. I'm either going to serve God or I'm not going to serve God. Now, if you try to play the fence and try to play in between, I got some bad news for you. You got reality coming because you got the devil pulling on one side and God pulling on the other. He said it'd be better for you if you either be hot or cold. And you know the reason why? Is because you'll get pulled apart. Y'all just had that scripture come alive to you, didn't it? Sorry, that was for free. And what happens is in your life, listen, in your life, you've got to learn to be filled. Listen. I don't know about anybody else. I want to be full. But let me show you something. One thing about bitterness is that the enemy is always planting it in somebody's hand. You realize bitterness is not something they have, it's something they give. Come on, think about this for a second. Hurting people hurt people. So when you have a hurting person, they don't want you to be happy. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Listen, I just went to Walmart this morning. I said hi to 30 people, and I had 2 people respond to me. Come on. Listen, 2 out of 30, boy, those odds are doing really bad. And you know what? Most of them that went to Walmart this morning don't go to church. have been hurt in church, have been talked about in church. No, y'all ain't gonna, listen. So what's happened is that now they don't go, so what they carry around is, and you can be in the church for 30 years, but if you never forgave somebody, and I don't care what church you go to, wherever you go, there you are. If you're bitter, you're going to carry your bitter with you. Just give it some time, and somebody's going to come along, and they're going to pop your top. Oh, no, y'all ain't going to help me. You just hang around long enough, and somebody's going to have just the right thing for you, and they're going to uncork the bitterness in your life. Somebody's going to either bring you truth or bring a lie to you, and it's going to cause you to flip one of two ways. Come on, guys, y'all got to help me. Y'all got to help me this morning, because you need to understand, when you don't deal with the bitterness, past relationships, how your mama or your daddy treated you, or your family treated you. Y'all really want me to go here? Can I just be truthful this morning? Listen, I'm not here to patty cake this morning. If somebody has planted a seed of bitterness in your life, you will stay bitter until it's been rooted out. And wherever you go, you're going to bring bitterness. Don't forgive that child. Don't forgive your mom. Don't forgive your dad. You don't know what they did to me, Pastor. I understand, but forgiveness really wasn't for them. It was for you. It's so that you're not bitter. See, right here, after bitterness, you see this happen. What happens? Wrath. You let somebody offend you and put a seed of bitterness in you, and wrath and anger will come next. Come on, be truthful. You can't stand to look at them. When you walk into Walmart, you see him coming, you duck down the aisle because you know you're about to get up in your flesh. Jesus, stay right here. I'll be right back. I just got to go deal with this real quick. You preaching, Pastor? I don't want to deal with that person. I don't like that person. You have a root of, and all they did was come by and just, you notice that it really at first didn't seem to taint you very much. So you thought. Because on the outside, everybody still thinks you're okay. You're preaching, Pastor. You're preaching, Pastor. On the outside, you still got it all together. I'm still a Christian. Glory to God. I still got it all together. Woo! Until you see him again. No, y'all don't play church with me. Listen, I'm going to help you take your mask off this morning, because you know why? I want you to be healthy. You only go to the doctor when you're sick. Some of y'all came to church this morning not because you all got it together. You came to church because you got some areas you're sick in. Jesus said, listen, I didn't come for those that are healthy. I came for the sick. I come for the lost. Clamor. Y'all don't want clamor. Anybody just ever shouted at somebody? Oh, watch this. Let me just go here for a second. Can I go here for just 1 minute? And listen, if you leave the church or write me a letter, it's on you. Women, husbands, wives, stop shouting at each other. I'll come up here. Husbands, wives, stop shouting at each other. Stop acting like a 2-year-old. You didn't give me my way. You didn't take the trash out when I told you to. Y'all don't want me to go there. Listen, I'm just trying to show you something. I'm going to show you something in the Word. You wonder why nobody wants to come to churches, because when you're in your street, you're yelling at each other like you've lost your mind. What is it that happened inside of your life that came by and caused? When you first got married, you didn't have that problem. You thought they walked on the clouds. You loved everything about them. Why is it all of us? Here's your son. Clamor, shouting, evil speaking, slander. Isn't it funny that people who have a root of bitterness in their life, every time you get around them, they always got to bring up the past or where you missed it or where they've been treated wrong or where this or where that is because they're still bitter. It could be 5 years down the road and they're still bitter. Y'all ain't going to help me. Well, you got to realize that pastor put me out of the church. Okay, they put you out of the church. Maybe you needed it or maybe you didn't. But my question to you is are you bitter over it and you're still talking about it? If that was the case, then you say, well, I got a right to. So does Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Listen, when can we begin to be who we're called to be? How many of y'all in here are Christians? Be careful when you raise your hand. Be careful when you raise your hand, because if you are in any of these things, you need a heart check. When's the last time you flipped your lid? When's the last time you talked bad about somebody? When's the last time that you just sat there and shouted and yelled at somebody? Parents, even your kids, but pastor, they deserve it. I know. But a kind word turns away wrath. Listen, sometimes the shouting, all it does is drive them away. When what they need is correction. Correction is not just in a tone of voice. Correction is the love that's behind the tone of voice. Clamoring, evil speaking. Everybody just do me a favor. Put your hands in front of you and just put it away. Some of y'all are literally going to walk. I didn't say push him out the chair. Golly. I'm going to have to go back to marriage counseling 101. Lord Jesus, help me. Put it away. About make me go back in my flesh in the 90s. Put it away now. Y'all laugh, but you know it. And the truth is how many of us really do put it away, or you just keep opening the cabinet and letting it out? No. You got to put all of this away, watch this, with all malice. Do you understand that a root of bitterness, all it does at first is infect you? At first, bitterness only infects you. Guys, I need you to look at this. Don't just read your Bible. Read your Bible. And it says this, that evil speaking, put it away from you with all malice. In other words, what's been dropped into you will bear fruit. And when it bears fruit, it's called malice. It's when you have a revengeful nature. All you want to do is hurt them. Ain't nobody going to help me in here. How many of y'all want to be healthy? Is this okay? Am I hurting your feelings? I'm sorry. Not really, but it's truth. No. How many of us has already been through the stages of bitterness and mad about it and talking about it? And okay, now you're at the place where I just want revenge. I'm just going to take him to court. I'm going to take him out in the back door. Take my belt off. Punch him in the face. No, how many of y'all are getting this? Now, I just showed you what bitterness does. Bitterness in your life will come from different areas, and all they're going to do is just... How many of y'all, this is the way you feel? No, be truthful. There you are in your life just trying to make it and go through life and be happy, and people just come by and... Do some of that hair. You ought to see them shoes. You should see her man. See the malice? How many of us in our life are beginning to realize that bitterness comes and comes and comes and comes? See, a lot of us blame the devil for it. You ain't gonna like me. You realize the devil is only one person. He can be only in one place at one time. He is not God, he's not Jesus, and he's not the Holy Spirit who's omnipotent. You need to hear Pastor right now. Are you ready? He is just one person, and all he can do is come along then and divide asunder. And what he does is just stir you. How many of y'all getting this? You're blaming the devil for things that you could put a stop to as fast as it comes. Oh, gosh, y'all got to hear me. Listen, can I just give you truth? We're blaming the enemy and we're blaming people for something we could put a stop to as soon as it comes. Pastor, you don't know how hard it is. Go to verse 32. How hard is it? Be you kind to one another. I know some of y'all in here, your mama told you just kill them with kindness. Actually, my dad would say, just kill them with kindness, son. Because that's what you want. You're just like, yeah, I'm going to kind them to death. No, the Word of God says this, if you want to destroy bitterness in your life, then you need to be kind to one another. Hey, when's the last time you walked in Walmart and every person you've seen at least nod your head and smile? You don't even have to. You don't even have to say hi. Just comes that person. No, how many of us in here are realizing that the Word says this? Listen, how do I dig out any kind of bitterness? I be kind. How many of us can just be kind? Come on, you got family members on Christmas Day you don't like, but you bring them a Christmas present. Oh, yeah. Oh, Pastor, did you really have to go there? No, how many of us in here realize to dig out a root of bitterness, here's the first step. We just got to be kind to one another. We got to be tender-hearted, not to be taken advantage of. No, 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 y'all hear me. Listen, the Word says that we're supposed to be as wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. In other words, can I break it down where everybody in Georgetown understands it? You better have a hide of an alligator because you know it's coming. She knows. My mind. She knows what I mean. Watch this. Watch this. How do I dig out a root of bitterness? Watch. To be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Oh, that's a bad word in church. You know why there's church splits? You know why there's churches on every corner? It's because one person offended another person and they thought it would be better to go believe what they wanted to believe without that person. I got bad news for you. One day when Jesus comes back and he splits the sky, he's redeeming all of us and you get to spend eternity with the one you didn't want to be in the first place. So why don't we settle it? Why don't we work it out? And why don't we be what the Word says and dig the bitterness out of your life? Because you're going to deal with it whether you're standing in front of them or in front of the king, because the king's going to look at you and say, you remember that? Let's go to school. You two, come here. What I need you to do is understand that what happened in your life was meant to nourish you. It was meant to nourish you. When those things came, it was there to teach you. It was for me to test you. Oh, guys, y'all don't want to hear this. Y'all don't want to hear this. When people come and offer you a seed of bitterness, you can believe the Father is just sitting back going, I'm going to test to see. How many of y'all in here have been through the test? Oh, show me your hands. Please help me that I'm not the only one. Come on, how many of us in here, somebody's come along and rocked your world, said something about you, done something? Oh, for the rest of you, I didn't raise your hand. I need to hang out with y'all some. Y'all perfect. Look at this. Forgiving one another even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Watch this. I'm not forgiving them because I want to forgive them. I'm forgiving them because I have to. Y'all didn't get that. Let me break it down where we can really understand it. Even when I can't forgive them, I can go to Christ to give me the strength. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. In other words, Paul said, you know what? From what I've been through, I could allow bitterness to come, but I'm crucified with Christ. In other words, I'm dead. Even though I can't forgive them, he's going to help me forgive them. He's going to help me to overcome it. So that way I don't have to look at them and go, oh, man, I can look at them and say, I see you through the eyes of love and not through the eyes of anger anymore. Is this making sense to you? We got to dig out some bitterness. We got to quit letting people... You know, some of y'all, you want pastor to lay hands on you and make it okay. You want God just to show up and take care of it all for you, but the only person that can guard your life is you. And what you allow in is on you. You know, when life gives you lemons, some good stuff. I go from the place of being bitter to the place of it nourishing me. Because every time bitterness comes, it causes me to self-examine. Anybody here ever had to self-examine? Many days. Oh, Pastor, are you kidding me? I ain't made it past the first verse yet. This is awful. Or it's good. It's good. Do you understand that in your life, we've got to start turning the things that caused us bitterness into the things that nourish us? Count it all joy. Just wait till next week, because that's exactly where we're going to talk about is joy. Can I take you a little bit further? Can you handle it? You want a little bit more? Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. When you get there, say amen. Everybody doing okay? Hebrews 12, verse 14. I'm just going to read it because I don't have time. You ready? Are you in verse 12 or chapter 12? Verse 14. Follow peace with all men. And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Oh, that just messed some of y'all up, didn't it? How many of y'all want to see the Lord? You can't do it unless you follow peace. But wait a minute. The Word says that if I confess my sins, He's faithful and just to forgive me. Yes, but you have to understand when you confess your sins and you give it to Him, you become a new creature. You can't live the old way you used to. So if you were the one fighting before, you're going to have to learn a new whole nother route. Watch this, verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Can I just stop right here? Look, watch this. I'm going to fail you. Did that hurt your feelings? No, look at me, Sydney. As your pastor, I'm going to fail you at some point in time. I will. In some way, shape, or form, I'm either going to offend you or say something. No. You guys, you need to hear me. You need to hear me, because what happens is we've got things in our core that we don't want exposed or we don't want brought to light so that God can change us. So it's pastor's job to give you a word when God says it. Some of you are going to walk out here today and go, man, that word right there was just not for me. It was for her. And the truth is, it's for all of us. It's for the whole body of Christ. People are going to fail you. Your wife will fail you. You will fail your wife. You will let people down. You will do it not intentionally. Sometimes you just do it and it happens. Come on, guys. Sometimes you promise somebody, well, I'll be there, and then 15 minutes later, you failed them. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. When I miss an appointment, I apologize. Guys, y'all didn't hear me. Listen, in your life, we don't take responsibility for our actions. If I say it and I can't do it, I have to apologize. That is the character of who Christ is. How many of y'all know that's true with Pastor? If you've been around me long enough, and listen, you know Pastor will tell you, look, I'm sorry. I missed it. Hello? It's because I'm not going to ask you to follow me unless I follow Christ. Hello? Hello? Watch this. Look diligently, lest any man fall from the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble who? No, no, no. Catch this word. Look. Looking diligently past any man, lest any root of bitterness springs up in you. What they do, I've had so much fun at my house, you know why? I've had poison ivy all over trees. I just moved into this house, poison ivy everywhere, roots and weeds everywhere. And you know what? I was like, Lord, my hands are tired of just digging this stuff up. What can I use? He said, go get you some root killer. I said, that'll preach. So into Walmart I went to find the best of the best. Because you know what? I want to see results. No, y'all ain't going to help me. How many of y'all in here want the root of bitterness to die in your life and results to begin to be made? Come on, guys, listen. I want more of Jesus in my life so I don't see bitterness or wrath or anger or any of that junk in my life anymore. I want to be a man of God, not because I'm a pastor, because I'm a man. I don't live this because I'm a pastor. I live it because I'm a man after God's own heart. Watch this. And that it spring up troubling you, and thereby many be defiled. It starts with somebody, infects you, bears a root, and then you produce the fruit that causes other people to be. Think about it. I would dare to say that most of this church in here, through a church hurt, is why you're here. Suggest? Pastor, this is real. Y'all realize how real this is? You realize that out of this church, we're not going to have a church split. I will come up here and I will preach this one right here. Are you hearing me? We won't have a church split because we're going to be healthy. Is everybody good? How do we grow the kingdom of God one life at a time? And we do it by being healthy. Is everybody still good? If you go to Ruth chapter 1, you read it at home. I'm just going to break this down to you very quickly. Are you ready? There was a woman named Naomi. I'll take it back. I'll preach with it some more. She looked up at my head and said, Pastor, wipe that sweat. You ain't preached that hard. This woman named Naomi was married and had two sons. And because of a famine, they had to move. They moved into a different country, and while they were there, the two sons found them two wives. Glory to God. Calamity hit, and her husband died. And soon after, her two sons died. Her whole support system gone. Around verse 12, you hear her say this. She says, I hear and understand that there's bread back in our country. I got to go home. And when she did, she looked at her daughters and she says, I don't have anything to give you. So why don't you stay here with your family and let them support you and move on and marry? One looked at her and said, okay. But there was another one. And in this other one, she looked at her and said, wherever you go, your God will be my God. Y'all need to catch this. wherever you go, my God will be, and your people will be. No, you need to catch this. One had the right to be bitter. She lost her husband. One was bitter and stayed to move on in a different way. The other one said, I'm just going to follow God. Guys, listen, if you want to come out of bitterness, you just got to stay following God. Is that easy enough? How many of y'all want to come out of bitterness? How many of y'all want to move on? How many of y'all want to be able to heal? How many of you want to be able to move? You know what? I want to live in a place where when I think about my past, it doesn't hurt. How many of y'all in here want to get to the place where you think about your past and it don't hurt? No, some of y'all in here need to raise your hand right now and just say, Lord, I declare today, say it, I declare today that bitterness is dying in my life. I will be able to look back and not weep, but realize it sustained me, trained me, and propelled me for your glory. How many of y'all want that? If you want to just say amen. Watch this. She looked at her and said, very well, let's go. Now, I need to take you to a verse because you got to see it. How many of y'all are in Ruth chapter 1? Can you go there real quick, real fast? Don't get antsy. I'm almost done. You're going to miss this. Ruth chapter 1. How many of y'all are in Ruth chapter 1? Verse 19. Can I show you this? So they two went to the, and they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass when they came to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? When she came home, everybody remembered Naomi. Guys, you need to hear me. Naomi's name actually means pleasant. She was a pleasant person. Everybody wanted to be around her. Guys, you need to hear me. But because of her circumstances, they did not recognize this woman anymore. How many of y'all right now are unrecognizable? Don't answer. How many of us have allowed your circumstances to make you unrecognizable? I'm sorry, that hits me in my core because when I look at people, I don't want them to ever get to the place where they're unrecognizable. The whole city had to come out because they didn't recognize who this woman was. They looked at her and said, but that's Naomi. And then another one would go, that can't be Naomi. Verse 20. And she said unto them, call me no more Naomi, but call me Mara. For the Almighty has dealt with me bitterly. She changed her name, church. Y'all hear me, please. Just give me 2 minutes. She changed her name. Mara means bitterness. She went from the place of being pleasant to being bitter. So everywhere she went, she was bitter. When she named herself that, she acted who she was. How many of y'all in here have said things over your life, have spoke things over your life, and the next thing you know, that's who you become? Come on, women in here, single moms in here, you've allowed a man to hurt you, and now you've come to the place where you put up walls and you put up things around you that even God can't break through because you put them there. You changed your name. All you see now is hurt. Untruthful. Liar. You changed your name because of your circumstances. But that's not who you are. Church, hear me. That's not who you are. Single moms, men, listen to me. That's not who you are. You're a child of God. You are the head and not the tail. And God's trying to call you back to who you are. And he will use people around you to get you to wake up and realize your identity and what he's called you to do. And some of you just need one of those good. I came this morning to give you a good one. Wake up, man of God. Wake up, woman of God. Come out of your bitterness. It's time. It's time. It's not who you are. Instead of you being in a place where it's bitter, listen to me. Take what you've been through and stand on it. Some of y'all need to be reminded of the story about the donkey who fell in the ditch. A guy says, well, I can't get you out, so I might as well just bury you. So he would take a shovel and dirt and throw it in. And when he threw it in, the old donkey would just shake it off, and he would stomp on it. And he would come and throw more dirt, and he would just shake it off, and he would stomp on it. And he would shake it off and stomp on it and shake it off and stomp on it. Some of you need to stand to your feet and just need to shake it off right now. Get up on your feet. You've been where you are for too long, and you need to shake it off. Shake it off and stomp on it. Some of you need to put it under your feet. Don't you understand that it's time? And he kept shaking it and stomping on it until finally he just walked right on out of it. Some of you need to go ahead and realize it's time for you to come out of where you were and keep right on walking through it. Don't let your circumstances control you or get you bitter or get you bent out of shape or change your name, but realize that he's telling you, shake it off and stomp on it. When the serpent latches onto you, shake him back off in the fire and just dust your feet at him and say, you thought you had me, but you ain't got me no more. Some of y'all in here just need to lift your hands up right now. And I'm here to tell you today by a prophetic word of God, if you'll just shake it off and stand on it, watch and see what the word says. The word says when you've done all you can do, all you do is just stand on it. See, when you've done all you can do is when you shook it off and you just stand on it. Some of y'all here have done all that you can do. Today I tell you to shake it off and to stand on it. My God, you're causing me to preach. You're causing me to preach. Because of your circumstances and what you've got going on in your life, it's caused you to be locked in and latched in. Today, I tell you by the word of God, you're going free. Don't you change your name. Somebody in here needs to realize, don't you change your name. There's some people in here right now, you're this close. You're this close to giving up. You're this close to be calling this and people calling you that and people calling you this. And you believe in the lie of the devil. He's nothing but a liar and you're biting the apple. Don't you change your name. Don't you change your name. Somebody in here just needs to go ahead and say, I'm not changing my name. I'm not changing my name. I'm not changing my name. I'm not letting my circumstances cause me to change my name. I'm not going to let what people say cause me to change my name. I'm not going to let no matter what comes my way cause me to change my name. I'm going to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Do you understand? This woman changed her name, but you understand God had to use another woman attached to her to get her to call her name back again. You find later on in chapter 2 that whenever they begin to see Boaz come into the picture and watch the blessing of God come upon the woman of God, she called out and said, Naomi, are you there? And she said, I'm here. She came out of her bitterness. See, some of y'all are waiting for your miracle to come out of your bitterness. But listen, your miracle happens whenever you decide to shake it off, stand on it, and then come out when he tells you to come out. Some of y'all need to realize you're expecting God to do it all for you. And God says, I've given you the tools. I've given you what you need, and all you got to do is just... I don't care where you live. I don't care if you're riding around on 4 Maypops. I don't care if your gas tank says E. I don't care if the check engine light stays on all the time. It does not make a difference what your circumstance says. The Word of God says, I'm a child of God. I'm above and not below, and I'm an heir. Went from riding around with no air conditioning to riding around in orange. From a little go-kart to a monster riding down the road, big old SUV. Now she goes, get out of the way, beep, beep. Your circumstance tries to hold. Let me just say with the way the Lord told me right here. He gave it to me at 6 o'clock this morning. Bitterness keeps you from restoration. 6 o'clock this morning, the Lord said, you tell them bitterness keeps them from the restoration. Some of y'all can't even sit down right now because you know the truth doesn't hit you in the gut. Your bitterness is keeping you from your restoration. What's causing you to stay in the position you are is because somewhere down the line, you've got a root of bitterness. You better get the weed killer. His name is Jesus. He'll take it to the core. He'll take it to the core. He'll take it all the way down. He'll round it right on up. Y'all need to hear me right now. You need to hear this. Listen, for some people in here right now, your bitterness has kept you for too long. I'm telling you today that, listen, when you repent this morning, we're going to repent. Got quiet. But when we repent this morning, you can promise today at 12 o'clock, restoration will start. Y'all didn't hear me. Y'all didn't hear me. Y'all don't even have the faith to even believe that right now, but I'm just going to go ahead and declare it anyways. I'll just tell you the way Isaiah said it. Isaiah 1:18. Pull that scripture up. Just so everybody right here can read it, and then I'm done. The rest of the day you get to soak on this word. Because there's some of y'all in here, you need to understand, even when you spray it, it doesn't die suddenly. Before I read that, I just got to say this to everybody. Roots of bitterness have to be plucked. It takes time to pull out the garbage. It takes hard work. Everybody wants to come nowadays and have it BK. Have it your way. And the Lord says, no, uh-uh. This one's going to cost you. Put that verse up there. That verse up there. This is what the Lord said. Ready? To all of Israel, and he's saying it to you today. Come now and let us reason together. Can I just say this in the actual contents that it's actually meant? Come now and let's settle this. How many of y'all love when things are settled? You had a court case and then it was settled. Come on, you had some bills and it was settled. No, y'all ain't going to help me. How many of you realize you got a debt you can't pay? No, y'all need to hear me right now. No matter how good you are, you ain't making it to heaven. There's only one way. The Lord says now, come and let us settle, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they'll be like wool. Can I just say this to everybody here? The Lord wants to settle some things this morning. This is not my word. This is a tough word to give on a Sunday morning. I've been holding on to this for a month and a half, 2 months. And when he finally told me I could preach it, I said, but Lord, are they ready for it? He said, ready or not, here I come. Today I declare that the Lord is coming after all roots of bitterness in our lives, all of our lives. You know why? It's because he wants you healthy. He wants you whole, and He wants you blessed. How many of y'all here this morning are realizing, and there's some areas right now, don't you go out of this church and don't think the enemy's not going to try to hit you. Some of y'all are going to get a phone call before you get out the door good. Can you hold up that bowl one more time? Just hold up that bowl one more time. You know what? Do me a favor. Can you take another bite? See, some of y'all in here are so hungry right now, you'd help her. Nothing about. Watch this. What you call bitter, the Lord means to sustain you. Do you realize in a grapefruit what a grapefruit does to your body? Oh, and it's not just healthiness. Listen, it actually causes your body to eat fat. It replaces nutrients and causes your body to readjust to the way God created it to be. You wonder why I hate grapefruit. I'm working on it. How many of y'all in here this morning, y'all are realizing that there's some areas in your life where you've tried to change your name? How many of y'all realize that because of bitterness is the reason why you're acting out? Yeah, pastor said that. It's the reason why you're acting the way you are. Good preaching, pastor. It ain't me, it's the Holy Spirit. This morning the Lord wants to settle some things, so I'm going to ask every head to bow, every eye to close, please. Please, nobody moving around at this time, please. There's lives in the balance right now. For everybody that's here this morning, I'm not going to do an altar call. And the reason why is because the Lord wants to deal with you individually today and tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday. And from now on, because now I've delivered the word and now you are held accountable for it. If you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, everything you preached is me. I need to repent. On the count of three, I want you to lift your hands. Listen, I don't care if you've been a Christian for 40 years. Because this morning, Pastor, I had to get on my face and repent. And there's not a pastor in this world that doesn't need to repent from bitterness, because we get hurt all the time. If you're here and you say, this morning, I want to see the roots of bitterness broken in my life, and I'm going to repent today, I want you to raise your hand right now. Hands everywhere. Church, I'm going to ask you to pray this with me. You say, well, I've prayed a prayer before. No, we're just going to make sure we're right. We just had an appointment with the great physician, and we realized it's time for an antibiotic. We need an injection. Pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of every sin. Bitterness, wrath, anger, malice, slander. I realize today it's been hidden in my life. I expose it. I confess it. I believe you died and rose again for me to be free. And today I surrender my life to you. Thank you, Jesus. For setting me free. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Can we give the Lord a hand?
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.